From Spark and Anvil and Tiny Letters, this is Stick, in Chapter 1 of the Tiny Letters cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
On a low wooden table in Tiny Letters, a small squirrel named Stick set down three letter tiles in a row. S, U, N. Stick had a cream apron with two pockets and a tiny pot of soft honey glue. Stick dabbed a little glue on the back of each tile. Then Stick pressed them together, slow and gentle. "Stick them," said Stick, pushing the tiles until they clicked. "Say them fast." Stick took a breath. S-U-N. Sun. The word came out whole and warm, like it had been waiting inside the tiles the whole time. Stick smiled and touched the little row. Three quiet sounds, one bright word.
Stick had not always known how to do this. When Stick was very small, the sounds would not come together. Stick knew them one at a time. C said its sound. A said its sound. T said its sound. But when Stick tried to say them in a row, they stayed apart. S, A, T. And nothing happened. Just three little sounds sitting alone. Stick's paws felt clumsy. Stick's ears drooped. "Maybe I just can't," Stick whispered. An old squirrel sat down beside Stick. She did not say hurry up. She did not say it's easy. She reached into her own apron and took out two tiles and a pot of glue. "They don't want to stand apart," she said softly. "Watch." She glued the tiles and pressed them close, close, close until they touched. "Now they're stuck. And when things are stuck," she said it quick, "they come out together." Stick tried. Glue, press, click. C-A-T. Slow, then fast. Cat. The word popped out. Stick gasped. It felt like the tiles had done it, not Stick. But the old squirrel shook her head. "That was you," she said. "You just needed to feel them, Stick, first."
When Stick grew a little bigger, Stick walked to Tiny Letters, where two friends already lived. Huff was there, puffing out crisp little consonant sounds. Lou was there, holding long, warm vowel hoots. They made sounds beautifully, but sometimes a young reader would learn all the sounds and still get stuck, staring at a word that would not turn on. Huff looked at Stick. "Can you help with the sticking part?" Stick opened both apron pockets. Out came the tiles. Out came the honey pot. "Give me a word," said Lou. "Pig," said Lou. Stick laid down P-I-G. Glue, glue, glue. Press. P-I-C. Slow, then fast. Pig. Huff and Lou grinned at each other. "You belong here," said Lou. And Stick tucked the honey pot back in the pocket, feeling something warm settle in the chest, like a tile clicking into place.
One morning, a little reader named Pip Jr. came to the table, stuck on a word.
"I know the sounds," Pip Jr. said. S-U-N. "But I can't make the word."
Stick did not say try harder. Stick just slid the pot across the table. "Let's stick them." Stick laid the tiles out. S-U-N. "Dab each one," said Stick, and Pip Jr. dabbed a little glue on each. "Now press them close." Pip Jr. pressed. The tiles touched. Click. "Now say them slow, then fast." S-U-N, Pip Jr. said. Then quieter, quicker. Sun. Pip Jr.'s eyes went wide. "It made a word. I made a word."
"You stuck them," said Stick, beaming, "and you said them fast. That's the whole secret."
Pip Jr. pressed the imaginary tiles again, just to feel it. "Sun." Then again, laughing. "Stick them. Say them fast."
"Stick them," Stick agreed. "Say them fast."
Later, when the table was quiet, Pip Jr. came back with one small question.
"Stick," Pip Jr. said, "will I always need the tiles and the glue?"
Stick thought about the old squirrel long ago,
and the day the sounds first came together.
No, Stick said gently. One day, the tiles will be inside you. You won't need my little pot. You'll see the letters, and they'll just click, all by themselves.
Pip Jr. looked at the row of tiles for a long moment, then at their own paws.
Even without you?
Especially without me, Stick said, and smiled. That's how I'll know you're a reader. Pip Jr. didn't answer right away, but something soft and proud filled up their chest. The good, warm, buzzy feeling of a thing that had been hard and then wasn't. The feeling of two sounds clicking into one, deep inside, where nobody had to glue them at all.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to STIC. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.